Hello listeners, welcome back to the Matthew Corbett Show on Fantasy Radio 97 FM. I'm very pleased to have in the studio with me this evening, Sasquatch Walk. How you doing, guys?
Yeah, pretty great.
Hello.
Thank you. Yeah.
Very lively. Yeah. It's what I like to like to have in the studio. We're going to go straight into a song. So what's the first song you guys are going to play for us?
Well, this is one which we worked on earlier. We'd like to say we wrote it, but sadly that would be a lie. It's by the Rolling Stones. It's called Jumpin' Jack Flash.
Take it away. Performing Jumping Jack Flash by the Rolling Stones there.
Of course. I wasn't going to get that for a second. I was worried.
Thought it was actually one of you. That was a really good song, guys. I've never heard it before.
So, yeah, thanks. I wrote it back in the 60s.
You're looking good for your age.
What's this guy?
Thank you very much for joining me this evening, guys. First of all, introduce yourselves. Who have I got here with me?
Hello, my name is James. I play bass and I yodel. Backing yodel. I'm not the lead yodeler. Anyway, yeah, that's me.
I'm Perry. I play guitar.
I am Max. I am the lead yodeler. And on these special acoustic gigs we do, I do play guitar as a rhythm for Perry.
I'm Max. I'm the drummer in the band.
First of all, Max, what was the instrument you're playing? Because this is the first for Fantasy Radio to have this box.
Well, okay, some people may call it a box. I call it a TARDIS or I call it a cajon, which is the Latin American term, which it's basically just a big old wooden box with a load of snare wires in it. And it kind of resembles like a snare and a kick drum at the same time.
It sounds great.
Thank you.
Yeah, especially for like acoustic sessions and things like that. And you were talking about, okay, for your acoustic sessions, you play acoustic guitar and things like that. Yeah. So how do things work out when you play more electric? Is it you playing the same sort of kind of stuff? You know, if you were going to do a cover, would it still be Rolling Stones?
No, we had another acoustic thing a while back, and we learned a brand new cover for that, and that one started off entirely as acoustic, but then we took it electric, and it sounds much better.
That's usually like our closer now. Like,
yeah.
That's now it's you know. And it has actually spawned a couple of mosh pits. We are not exactly a moshing band.
We're kind of a funk band.
We're kind of acidy funk, and so we're playing our song. We're playing this song, which is a cover of the Black Keys' "Lonely Boy."
Oh yeah,
and which is a great song. And we're playing it at the end. There's this really fast bit, and this was at 12 Bar the other night
in Swindon.
Some kid was moshing and flew into the stage, and as he did, he knocked all this beer into my pedal board, which had all my lovely pedals in.
How long have you known each other for? Have you been in have you all like in college at the moment, at school, university?
The easy answer is too long.
Basically, me, this is Max the drummer, and Jay, we've known each other for like, I don't know,
it's probably like four years.
Yeah. And we used to be in this other band called Staccato.
Well, I met Jay at college, and then through Jay, I met Max. And
The drummer Max.
And then other Max.
And no, well, I knew other Max from, we used to play basketball together for ages, and I knew that he liked music, so one day I asked him, hey, what kind of music you into? I was like, hey, you want to be in my band? And he was like,
I really like death metal. And then and you were like, well, we play funk. Funk metal?
I was like, yeah.
Funk metal. Yeah.
Oh, so compromise.
So talking about influences, what are your influences? You just played Rolling Stones cover there. Is it your musical influence, like similarities that basically brought you all together?
Personally, we all have different musical influences.
Yeah,
that's one of the great things. I think we each bring something like different to the table.
Very diverse.
Like Perry, our good man, is obsessed with Red Hot Chili Peppers.
I'm not obsessed.
So that's where the funk comes
from. Inevitably where the funk comes from, and inevitably that's where the comparisons come from as well.
That's the thing, we do all have common ground though. You know, we've got such wide musical
we really like the Beatles and lots of the old 60s stuff. Jimi Hendrix, of course.
Yeah, you're really into people like
love the Smashing Pumpkins.
Yeah. Oh, I love the Smashing
Pumpkins. Yes, you got me talking now. Yeah. Have you heard the new album?
No,
I haven't heard it yet. I bought it the other day, but I'm waiting for a beautiful day.
The thing is, it's just Billy and whoever managed to pay a load of money for.
he was the genius, so I don't really care.
Hey,
Jimmy was a quality drummer, but Billy was the bane.
I like Darcy. Awesome. She's my favourite.
Anyway, let's play a song.
Yeah, sure.
What's the next song we're going to hear?
Sasquatch War. The song is All My, isn't it?
Yeah, this is
indeed
more quiet
All
one.
My.
All My by Sasquatch War.
How many battles have we lost? Your endless sunshine's been replaced by frost. It really gets to me when you can't see that you're the only one, the only one for me, the only one for me, the only one for me. All my life, you've always had a way with me. I'm starting to see everything you couldn't see. All my life, you've always had a way with me. I'm starting to see everything you couldn't see. Me and my friends, we're going out. We're taking all the alcohol left in the house. We're gonna party in July. We're gonna party till the day we die. We're gonna party in July. We're gonna party till the day we die. We're gonna party in July. We're gonna party till the day we die. All my life, you've always had a way with me. I'm starting everything you couldn't see. All my life, you've always had a way with me. I'm starting to see everything you couldn't see. come to drink ourselves to death. I've forgotten every single thing you said. Now the time has come to drink ourselves to death. I've forgotten every single thing you said. We're gonna party in July, yeah. We're gonna party in July. Had a way with me. I'm starting to see everything you couldn't see. All my life, you've always had a way with me. I'm starting to see everything you couldn't see. All my life, you've always had a way with me. I'm starting to see everything you couldn't see. All my life, you've always had a way with me. I'm starting. See everything you couldn't see.
We're gonna party in July.
You've always had a way with me.
We're gonna party in July.
You've always had a way with me.
We're gonna party.
All My by Sasquatch Walk, who are with me in the studio this evening. Thank you very much again for sticking around and, you know, coming in, having a, playing some songs, having a chat.
Thank you for having us.
I'm really, I absolutely love your sound. Like, we've been talking about your different influences, and you can really see, like, you know, you've got that funk influences, you've got the rock and roll influences, you've got this, there's an, from what I'm saying, like a bit of surf rock, you know, like especially that song, you know, singing lyrics about July and things like that. I'm just like,
yeah,
I want to be, you know, on a beach, you know, a bit of surf rock, stuff. You know, things like that.
Well, yeah, I was really listening to the Beach Boys when that song kind of came about.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, we like.
It's funny though, because we're all allergic to sunlight, so.
Yeah. You're all allergic.
I'm a vampire.
Yeah. You all do look a bit pasty. Well, quite a small.
We'll not go into that.
But yeah, it's really, I really do love the sound, and it'd be very interesting to hear, because I haven't seen you guys, I know that you guys played the showcase for Dividers Festival the other week, and I unfortunately couldn't make that. I heard.
No, the Dividers crowd were really great.
Yeah, they were
whenever
really
we come to Dividers, the crowd were always great.
Because
so.
Are you all local?
No. Only I live in Dividers.
Only...
Yeah,
Drummer Max lives in Devizes.
Drummer Max lives in Devizes.
Yeah.
Singer Max lives in Swindon. That's our friend Kieran. Hello there.
Hi Kieran. Kieran's just walked through the studio. I'm not disturbing anything. Keep talking. We all heard it, Kieran.
You can just start again.
Say hello, Kieran.
Hi, Matt.
Makes good radio.
We can edit this out, but we won't.
I think it will be, yeah.
So Singer Max.
Yes.
He's from Swindon.
I'm from Swindon, yes.
I'm from Purton, which is a nice... Well, it's a town near Swindon.
And I'm from Burbage, which is this tiny little village near Marlborough.
Awesome.
But Devizes will always have like a bit of a special place in our heart, because we played our very first gig.
Oh yeah, where was that?
In the Lamb.
I love that.
It was
thing.
One of the
we
last
only had
electric
one original.
Ones, wasn't it?
Yeah, because that's it. Unfortunately, they no longer can do full electric. It's such... It is a great, great shame. It's such a... In my opinion, it's Devizes' alternative bar.
No, so yeah, I really liked it.
Lamb's the best.
Yeah, it was really good.
I loved that place.
It's a really homey feeling place.
Yeah.
It was nice.
So that was our first ever gig that we did, and then they kind of shut down electric music straight.
Yeah,
they were
like,
so we're just like, we can't do
that
no better.
Again. Yeah,
we may as well give up now. It doesn't get much better than these guys.
Yeah, yeah.
In Wanborough, we played a gig at the Black Horse.
Which is a pub.
A pub, and they closed down.
You were that bad.
As we were playing, they were going, look, one more song.
Out the window. We're going to be tearing this building down about 10 minutes.
So we were like, encore, everybody!
We just turned it up to 11, started bringing the bricks down.
Yeah.
Already,
like, we actually had two guitarists, but one of them died in the building. So it was unfortunate.
We asked some of the builders to jam along. They were really good. Yeah. Get a builder's hat.
Exactly.
Anywho. Anyway, doing back to reality.
Banging pipes together and everything. That would have been great.
It was great.
Would have been like Sasquatch Walk the musical does stomp or something like that.
No, that's a plan. Could you hear that? That was a harmony between Max's and me going, oh no. It just kind of syncs up into one beautiful...
That's the boy band reference.
Oh, blues.
What have you guys got lined up in the near future? What current gigs are coming up? And where can we find out about these gigs? On Facebook?
Yeah, we do have a Facebook. Add us, and we'll say nice things about you,
It isn't actually down as Sasquatch, it's under the Beatles. Spelt like Beatles.
Please don't say that, because people are actually going to allow that.
They're googling it.
That wasn't true.
Have a search for Sasquatch Walk.
We've joked about Max being the reason why you guys are called Sasquatch Walk, but where did this come from?
Right.
It's a really lame story.
It was a beautiful day. I was in Swindon's very own Lydiard Park, and I'm walking down this hill, and this beautiful...
You saw Bigfoot.
No. It's beautiful. No, that's Bigfoot. Will you be in my band? And Max said, yeah. Now this beautiful sun came out, and I thought, you know what? You know what a cool... And the voice in my head went, what, Perry? What's cool? And I went, Sasquatches. I went, I'm walking about. So I call Jay, and I call Jay and Max. I go, hey fellas, why don't we form a band called Sasquatch Walk? And Jay went... But I'm not doing anything, so, you know, and Max was like, yeah.
I got nothing else better to do.
Max was like,
that's how he feels on most subjects. He'll make
and
a
I
noise.
Just went along with it. I was like, oh, okay.
Okay, then, guys.
Sasquatch, what? Fine.
We found him, he was like, what, Sasquatch Rock, really? And I was like, well, yeah, that's the name of a band. And he was like, well...
It's got a nice ring to it.
Yeah.
It's memorable. We like to think.
Sasquatch
people can't pronounce
spelled
it sometimes.
As...
Yeah. Do many people get know what a Sasquatch is?
No.
People like because
that?
They're sort of like the era of like legends and myths doesn't really exist anymore. Yeah.
Does anyone
know
what a Led Zeppelin is other than a Zeppelin made out of lead? I mean, I didn't actually put two and two together until about the other day.
I heard of Jimmy Page as a component.
Well, yeah, but what is... I mean, a Led Zeppelin wouldn't fly. Come on, now.
I don't know. I made one, and...
Just threw it, and...
That was a touch of
it hit someone on the head, though. That was good.
Along with being our drummer, Max is also the resident scientist.
Really?
Yeah, he does Led Zeppelin stuff.
I actually work for NASA part-time, so...
That's how you fund your... Although you buy the instruments.
He actually helped in other bands, like Jefferson Starship. He made that.
That was good. All right, that was good.
Yeah, well done. Well done.
That was the best one so far.
So, back to the gigs.
Yeah. Oh yeah, about that. Yeah,
we've got one on the 22nd of this very month at Riff's Bar.
This Sunday.
Yeah, this
Sunday.
Yeah. At Riff's Bar, which is it in Purton?
In between Purton and Swindon, kind of on Purton.
Yeah,
it's on the road.
Yeah, if you know the Swindon area, hopefully you'll know it. And then we've got on the 9th of August, we're playing at 12 Bar in Swindon, and then the 11th, we're playing in a scout hut in Pewsey.
The ninth one is a charity gig, by the way, so
double
kudos to you if you
exactly
turn up. Which you should, because it'll be amazing.
You actually looked
why am I sat next to this guy?
Drummer Max actually looks horrified there. Amazing. And have you guys got any recordings up on your website at the moment to record soon?
After a long time, we have now actually got our act together. And next Wednesday, we're finishing off some that we started last week or something.
Probably
and,
last week, yeah.
This is, of course, in between all the, science projects and everything like that.
It's a busy life.
Yeah, exactly.
We recorded one of them inside the Led Zeppelin.
When we weren't in the Led Zeppelin, we went to this really great studio, which is called Ladder Factory, which is in kind of... outside Swindon, isn't it?
It's like Shriven.
Any bands looking to record, go there. It's
a great creative environment. There's rugs. We love the rugs.
Yeah, but
there's so many rugs.
They like magic carpet rugs, you know?
Yeah,
like that kind of thing, yeah.
Yeah, like I actually flew home one day.
it was great.
As well
just tired after a busy day at the studio and just flew me home.
We spent one day and we just really got most of the songs out. And Pete, who's the guy there, he was great. And it's all analog as well, which gives us a nice older tone. And it was great. And then straight from there, we went to another gig, which was quite eventful.
Eventful as in empty.
Yeah, we had been so caught up with recording that we just didn't tell anyone to go.
Yeah,
nobody would have gone, man. The weather was just
the reason why no one was there. Then
we'd like to think
so. Riffs is kind of like Riffs, it's quite away from where anyone.
You have to make a point of going there. You can't just
go on
a whim. Yeah.
So it was mostly adults there, but that was
fine. I think
they
quite
paid attention to us.
Yeah,
was
they were a good crowd. Just we weren't a good band that night.
I'm sure you guys were great. When is this sort of these recordings going to be released then?
Ooh.
When are going to be available to the public?
Yeah, as soon as we've finished them off and mixed them and everything, we'd like to. We'd like to do a little launch for an EP at some point. We'll keep everyone updated, I guess, when it.
But add Sasquatch Walk on Facebook, and
you'll
hear
find out everything.
Amazing.
Everything in the whole world.
Guys, it's been an absolute pleasure to have you in the studios. You're a fun bunch. You know.
It's a nice way.
We put the fun in funk.
So what's the final song we're gonna hear, guys?
The final song is called High.
Hi. And what's this about then?
You know what?
It's not about what people think it's about. No, it's just about, you know, when you want to. It's just about kicking back and relaxing, really.
It is.
Just getting away from the normal, boring life.
It's a good summer song, I think.
Yeah.
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 Luckily, your beach summer surf music kind of style.
And it's quite upbeat.
Well, it's
hopefully.
You know, it's a song that kind of came about us going, you know what? This is a fun band. We're enjoying it. We're enjoying each other's company mostly.
And the swim shorts as
well.
Well,
you're wearing swim shorts. Well, having a good time, you know, with your mates in a band, wearing some, swim shorts.
You guys can't
maybe some Speedos, you know, isn't that what life's about?
Yeah. You guys can't see because we're on the radio, but I'm wearing Speedos right now.
So thank you very much, guys, for coming on in. Well,
thank you.
We're going to hear that final song. Take it away.
For some time, 'cause you and me together, girl, we can surely shine. And loving you couldn't ever be a crime. Not that I care, 'cause I can be. And I need to get away for a while, somewhere so hot again, make the strongest cry. And all those girls can go walking home by. Not that I care, 'cause I can be flying so high.